Welcome back, y'all, to another wonderful episode with my voice, my face. This is your girl, Mel, M-E-L, girl that is, yes. Let's just get into it. So I saw this lady putting game on people and telling people basically about dating in desperation. I think I did this topic before, but I feel like because it's a problem, we need to do this again. And if I didn't do it, then y'all need to hear it. Okay. So dating in desperation. It's been so long since I've done that. What time period would that have been? I would say in my mid-20s. Okay. Mid-20s, I was kind of like discovering myself and a little bit more in terms of sexuality, stuff like that. And, you know, I was out here, but not really. Okay. I'm always a person. I don't like to date multiple people at a time because my brain cannot keep up with more than one person at a time. I don't know how y'all like people that cheat or like people that have like multiple people. I don't understand how you do it. Godspeed, my friend. I just feel like you put unnecessary stress on your life. Like that's just too much, but whatever. Do you? But in terms of dating in desperation, that is your biggest, just don't do it. Just don't do it. I'm gonna tell you why. Because when you go into the dating world and dating to not be single, because that's really what it is, you're dating to not be single. But, you know, again, you'd be like, Mel, isn't that the point of dating? I mean, to a degree, but it's not like the end all be all. Like, I think people date to find the one and then they don't find the one and then they get depressed and it's like, oh my God, I just picture my whole life with this, all that crap, because that's what happens. We've all been there. We thought we found the person, but like, oh God, thank God I'm not in the dating world anymore. And then boom, it all falls apart. And now you out here single again. So what I will say, I will give you how I kind of like operate. Granted, it's been quite some time since I've been in a relationship. I think it's by design. I think. Yeah. I don't know. I'm very finicky about relationships. Not even like me being in one. It's just like, it takes a lot for for you to even catch my eye. Okay. I have a particular skill set that I'm looking for. And yeah. That's all I got. Like, and it's not even about looks, but it's specific like skill sets that Mel requires for a person in a relationship, to be in a relationship with me. But so when you go into the dating world and you're dating in desperation, your biggest problem will be not getting attached quickly, because I feel like that's like a part. Like, I feel like because you're so in angst, like, oh my God, I'm finally in this relationship. Oh, they make me feel so blah, 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 whatever, fill in the blank, however you feel. Rose colored glasses is what we got right now. And then what's going to happen is you will find this person that you found out of desperation. And later on, you're going to learn about this person. Like, really learn about this person because you gave yourself time now. Well, not even gave yourself time. You've been forced to spend time with this person. And now this person is going to be like, either they too are dating in desperation or they're dating to have a home. People do that, y'all. Like, you got the setup. They got the body. They said, hey, I can fill in your setup with another person if you're looking for a partner. Then next thing you know, you're in a relationship for like 5 years and you are not happy because you're stuck with this person who's now in your house that you can't get rid of. It has happened. Not to me, because I know better, but it has happened to people. But I feel like the root cause of that whole situation is dating in desperation. You ignored all red flags. You didn't even process a flag. There were no flags. There were no lights. You said, hey, this is come as you are, leave as you may. that leave as you may part, that means when they decide to leave, not when you want them to leave. So, I will say this too, dating in desperation leaves you debilitated. Like, let's be real, you are at a disadvantage when you go into the dating world. There is no perks to dating in desperation. Honestly, in my opinion, and I know this is gonna sound harsh, but you might need to hear it. It's a little weak, to date in desperation and to like be fiending, because that's what it's like. You're like an addict trying to just not be single anymore. And let me tell you, your homegirl got over that a long time ago. I think I got to the point where being single, it's not for the weak, we'll say that. But honestly, the way it's like trash out there, you're not really missing out on much. Now, there are moments where you may miss the physical touch, the closeness, the intimacy. I get it. But again, I ain't just gonna lay down and just be with somebody because I want a touch. No. I feel as though I feel like nowadays there are a lot more single people, but this is just an observation. That's probably way off. I mean, there's people that are married too, and then there's people that are in relationships. I mean, I just feel like I talk to more single people. If they're not single, they're already married. But, with the like, oh, okay, well, I'll just do this. I go on TikTok, right? People do their lives. On their lives, you know, people always ask, you know, whether they're single, if they're in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. I would say a good 80% of them are usually single. Now, that could be in tied to like TikTok and like the demographic maybe being a little bit younger, but I feel like now it's more verse. But I feel like the ones that do lives are usually a little bit younger. So, you know, maybe they haven't had as much life experiences. So, again, my observations on a very small window of people, but I do feel as though there are other, if there are other 30-year-olds like myself, and they've not already been married coming into 30s, they're most likely single in their 30s. Does it make sense? Like, I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna try and rephrase it because I feel like it made sense in my brain, but it may not have made sense audibly. I feel as though if you were already in a relationship prior to 30, then you're most likely married. Now, if you're going into 30 single, you're most likely still single. Why? Don't know. I mean, I think I know. And again, it's a societal thing, and you know, the dating pool not being the best. But yeah. Dating in desperation does not do you justice. Dating in desperation puts you in a whole 5 to 10 years down the line. What's gonna happen is what may happen. What may happen? We'll say may. What may happen is you end up with this person. You later discover that they have now maximized, or they have profited off of your lack thereof vetting. And now they're sitting comfy. Now, not all people are like this. I gotta put that disclaimer there a lot because y'all know how y'all go. But I feel as though you're gonna end up in the situation with this person, especially if they're not understanding. So if they're just like a hobo, anybody know what a hobo is? You don't know what a hobo is? Homosexual. A hobosexual is somebody who particularly dates to find a home. We're trying to find a home, babe. We need a home. I can't be beautiful out in these streets and not have a home. So some people actually will date for that. So that's another thing you gotta look out for. There's so many like different caveats of types of people that you're going to have to avoid. But when you are in a desperate mindset, you just take whatever is giving you attention. And that is where you get into trouble. That is where it becomes unsafe. That is where you end up with somebody like on your back for the next 5 years. That's where you end up with somebody who will not let you go because they got lucky. They got lucky that you decided, hey, I like you. But they don't care whether you were in a not perfect or not even perfect. You were not in the best healthy mindset before dating. And now you're in this relationship, you done found your worth, you done found your self-confidence, and you realize that ain't shit. You realize that now. And now you got to figure out how you gonna get rid of this person. I was talking to my friend. And first off, Google will drop photos on you and be like, hey, remember this X amount of years ago, right? Well, that happened to my friend. And basically, she took screenshots of her text conversations with her ex, trying to get her ex out of her house. You got to go, boo. You can't stay here. And when I tell you, I didn't read them, but it's the way she was describing it. It was a battle to get Negro out of the house. So, ladies, and I particularly speak to ladies because I'm a female. I mean, granted, I haven't been in your dating world to the degree at which you've been there, but I will say this. All that shimmers ain't gold, okay? He may be cute. He may have X, Y, and Z, but you gotta find that root cause. You got to find that root cause as to why he's single. I will tell you about 80% of the people that are single are not willingly single. They don't want to be single. It's not a desire to be single. They want to get away from singleness. And I feel like those people that want to get away from singleness is that is a red flag for me. Yeah, no. Because again, you're gonna rush it. You're gonna jump into it. You're gonna be so relieved to not be in a relationship. And that's just not how you wanna play that game. That's not how you wanna do that. Because again, it's not gonna happen immediately. You're gonna be in bliss for a good year, minimum. And then you're gonna start to see patterns and things you don't like about this person. You know why? Because you didn't take the time to get to know them prior to. You were so happy to be in a relationship to where you ignored, you didn't even address any of the shit that that person may have presented in the early stages. Ladies, listen to them speak. It is so easy, y'all. And this is like a whole nother like sidebar. Discernment, discernment, discernment. I know the word may be big. You know what? I'm gonna give y'all I like definitions, so we're gonna give y'all the Webster dictionary word. The ability to make a smart judgment about something. Whoo. Whoo. All right, so what are we making a smart judgment about? The person you decide to lay with. The person you decide to be closer to. Again, it is your decision, not influenced by, not baited by, not manipulated by. Also, that reminds me too, when you date in desperation and you find a person and it seems like, oh, the heavens, you know, it's all like beautiful and you're just happy to be there, right? Did you ever think that maybe the person that popped in at the time where you are truly, I wouldn't even say at your weakest, but like when you are truly in a anxious mindset and a I don't want to be here mindset anymore. I'm ready to be with my person. I'm ready to live. Like if you are in that final mindset and this is like prime time for a narcissist to pop up in there. Be like, hey, you know, I see that you not faring too well, you know, by yourself. You know, I just thought I'd offer you some company. That's what they do. And you're like, ah, yes, you didn't think nothing about it. You just went on with. And now, 6 months down the line, because you now you seeing that they on their phone a lot or whatever the trigger is. I'm not for one to look through people's phones. I let God tell me. And then secondly, I wouldn't be dating somebody anyway that I have to like, if I gotta like be on you about who you talking to, then we're not talking. It's simple. If you can't share that information with me, then is what is there to even, why are we here? But whatever. I'd keep it real simple. It's not really that hard, y'all. Y'all make dating hard. But dating in desperation is it is such a disadvantage to you. I recommend you not do that. If you do do that, then you just don't want to be single and you are going to have a whole lot of heartbreak coming on down the line. And I'm not saying just from one person. I'm saying multiple people, because what's going to happen is you go date somebody, you're going to realize, "Oh, you're going to try to get out, can't get out." Or you're still dating in desperation and then they realize that, "Yo, you are a stage 10 clinger," right? And they're gonna leave, and that's gonna be hard for you. Breakup number one. You won't go through this whole process again. They may discover that, hey, again, and the next person may discover the same thing, because we haven't grown yet, people. We haven't grown yet. You're still dating in desperation, you're dating all these multiple people. They're gonna drop you. Or you date in desperation in the beginning, you realize your worth during, you get rid of person. Key thing, y'all. And the common denominator between both of those scenarios is you don't stay with the person. So why even put yourself through the headache and the heartache and the just the, all the just the extraness? Oh, I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of the extraness, y'all. That's honestly like my biggest deterrent when it comes to a relationship, is if you add stress to my life, this is not gonna work. I'm saying stress. Whether it's you, whether it's your family, whether it's kids. Mind you, I won't date anybody with kids. But, you know, if it whatever the additions to you, and it's not peaceful to me, this is not gonna work. It's not gonna work. It cannot work. It cannot work. A, I'm an only child, so my life is pretty quiet for the most part, very quiet. So I already know that's why kids won't work for me. Coming into a relationship with somebody with kids, it's not gonna work for me. Like, and again, I feel like people that date and they're definitive and they know what they want, it's gonna be even harder to find somebody, because you know what you want, you know what you require, and you know the criteria it takes to even turn your head in that direction, versus saying, hey, you know, dating somebody or whatever, or going for them. But yeah, like desperation dating is what we'll call it. I don't recommend it to anybody. I do wish that people didn't do it, but you know, I can't control that. Honestly, it's gonna save you heartache down the line. Yeah, don't do it. I know it's easier said than done. Like, trust me, I've been there. I would say dating in desperation for me was in the phase of like mid-20s. And I dealt with some bullshit that I really shouldn't have. And not to say that they were bad. I was bad to myself. And on top of that, they kind of capitalized on my niceness, I guess you could say. But I, again, nowadays, I'm not bitter about any of that. I just, whew. Couldn't be me now. Bitch, play with me. Actually, don't, because you will get your feelings hurt. We ain't got time for that. We don't have time for that. Sidebar, y'all. This is not an ad, but I really do recommend that y'all try this water. It's really good. It's got electrolytes, alkaline, straight from the mountaintop, volcanic water. Very good. ASMR for you. But yeah, y'all, desperation dating, don't do it. Unless you want to go through the heartache, unless you want to go through like getting close to all these different people and then, you know, it failing after that. I'm very When I try to approach somebody, I'm very like, I prefer the straightforward because I don't really have time. I'm 35, so I don't really have time for the bullshit. I really don't. I'll be 40 tomorrow. I mean, that's essentially how I feel in my brain. 5 years from now, it'll be 40. Crazy. Whatever. But yeah, y'all like say y'all don't listen to me, but I really want y'all to listen to me. Do not date in desperation. Save yourself the heartache. I'm telling you so you don't do me. So you don't be like me in my mid-20s and dealing with heartache. Oh, nothing was as worse as the first breakup, the first heartbreak. Now y'all want to keep doing it over and over and over? Get it right. Give yourself time to get to know this person. Figure out, and I'm gonna tell y'all the biggest tip that you can do is situational bonding. Let me say it again. Situational bonding. And what I mean by that is you and this person, you don't even have to be in a relationship with this person, but the person you've got your eye on. Have y'all been through shit? Like, have you been through like something kind of like hard? A situation where you would be kind of bonded together. Now, mind you, sometimes it's not good because you could do trauma bonding and then you're both there and then now the trauma has dissipated and But for the most part, truly you got to be in different scenarios with a person. So I don't timing does not really matter to me in terms of getting to know somebody, but you really do need to take the time and talk to the person. And when I say you talk to this person, you cross-reference shit that they've said. You make sure that shit is right, it lines up, because if it don't line up, I'm gonna be like Judge Judy, if it don't make sense, it's probably a lie. It's most likely a lie. So y'all good luck out there. You got my deepest sympathy. Real shit. Would I put this dating world on anybody? No. No. Problem is the internet, social media, dating apps. Really just social media, because so people are using social media as the dating app. So yeah. I will say though, it's nice to have a profile that I can kind of peruse and see what you got going on. And see if you're like, are you really about that life? Or are you just about the reels? Are you the highlight reels, or are you like, Anywho, y'all, don't date in desperation. Please don't do it. 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 Y'all, please just don't do it. Y'all be good.